Tariff suspended. Close call. I'm Barbara Cusack. A deal on immigration reached between the U.S. and Mexico, leading to the suspension of tariffs set to be imposed starting Monday. But correspondent Michelle Kaczynski says the U.S. did not fully get what it wanted on asylum.
What the U.S. will have to give up, though, is that it agreed to speed up that asylum process and to contribute more to development programs, development assistance, not just in Central America, but in southern Mexico. That's funding that the Trump administration recently cut off. But Mexico insisted that the U.S. contribute to the root causes, the poverty and the violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States in the first place.
Pacific Gas and Electric is turning off the power to 1,600 Northern California users this morning as the year's first fire danger warning put the utility on alert. The preventative outage will last through at least the afternoon. It was a close call between the U.S. and a Russian warship. As correspondent Barbara Starr reports, the Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of the American naval ship.
Despite the severity of the episode, Russian sailors are captured sunbathing on the deck of their ship. Russia's state-run news agency claimed the U.S. instigated the encounter. The Pentagon increasingly worried Russian forces are getting reckless. A collision was narrowly avoided when the American commander ordered the ship into full reverse at high speed.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesman condemned new U.S. sanctions targeting its petrochemical industry. He was quoted by state TV as saying the move amounts to economic terrorism in line with other hostile American policies. He also said the move proves that President Trump is not serious about pursuing talks. I'm Barbara Cusack.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Somebody was a big winner, claiming the $530 million Mega Millions jackpot last night, as correspondent Pat Piper tells us.
The single winning ticket was sold in California. It's the seventh largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. The cash option is $345.2 million. The last time there was a winner was in Missouri last March. The next drawing is Tuesday, with a jackpot of only $40 million.
The largest gay pride parade in Central and Eastern Europe will bring thousands of people to the streets of Warsaw today. The march comes at a time when the LGBT rights movement in Poland has been targeted by a government campaign depicting it as a threat to families and society. Game 5 in Toronto on Monday, as the Raptors are one win from their first NBA title after they beat the Warriors again last night. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Walmsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Early morning crash in Stafford on 95 northbound right at Courthouse Road has your left lane and your center lane blocked, so you're going to see delays as you approach Warrington Road. In Tyson's Corner on the inner loop of the Beltway right near Route 7, accident there takes away your two left lanes and your right lane of your express lane. So we're seeing delays. You're going to be jammed up from 66 to get past that accident scene. Once you do, the inner and outer loop of the Beltway look good through McLean and down towards 270.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Your best offense, we believe, is having the best defense. If you are 5 years away before full retirement, be defensive in your retirement strategies. Think, how can I protect, how can I preserve, how can I maximize what I've built to insulate myself from another 2008?
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to meet Denise. Like many others, she suffers from sleep apnea.
I would wake up in the morning feeling very tired, like I hadn't slept at all. I would wake up every morning with a headache, and that feeling basically lasted all day.
It can really take a toll.
I was struggling at work. I'm too tired to do anything at home once I got home, and I didn't know where my life was going.
How were you feeling?
I was desperate at that point.
After trying many options, you discovered Inspire, a sleep apnea solution and alternative to CPAP. Now, how has life been since Inspire?
Things are great. I feel brighter all day.
What's the biggest change you've seen?
I can go to the movies. I can watch a movie on TV, and I see the beginning, middle, and end.
It seems like such a small thing, but sounds like it's made a big impact.
My life is great. Life is just great.
To learn how you can treat sleep apnea without a mask like Denise does and review important safety information, visit InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Patient testimonials are genuine and typical. However, results may vary.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It's the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton and our producer this morning, and we may have the best news of the summer for you. You do not have to race out this morning and stockpile 5 years worth of avocados and tomatoes because President Trump announcing late Friday that tariffs on Mexican goods are indefinitely suspended. Negotiators from the United States and Mexico were able to reach a deal on immigration enforcement. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is thanking his Mexican counterparts for hard work after the two nations reached an agreement Friday to try to stem the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Joint declaration says that Mexico will take, quote, unprecedented steps to increase enforcement in order to curb irregular migration, including the deployment of the National Guard, along with decisive action to dismantle human smuggling. So how did we find out about this? Well, here's what the president tweeted last night.
I am pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States. Details of the agreement will be released shortly by the State Department. Thank you. Those details were released last night. And kind of a three-pronged approach. There's a Mexican enforcement surge, and this is from the State Department press release. It came out late last night. Mexico to take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, giving priority to its southern border. Mexico is also taking decisive action to dismantle human smuggling and trafficking organizations, as well as their illicit financial and transportation networks. Additionally, the U.S. and Mexico commit to strengthen bilateral cooperation, including information sharing and coordinated actions to better protect and secure our common border. Migrant protection protocols. The U.S. will immediately expand the implementation of the existing migrant protection protocols across the southern border. What that means is that those crossing the U.S. southern border to seek asylum will be rapidly returned to Mexico, where they may await the adjudication process of their asylum claims. In response, Mexico to authorize the entrance of all of those individuals for humanitarian reasons in compliance with its international obligations while they await the adjudication. U.S. committing to work to accelerate the adjudication of asylum claims and to conclude removal proceedings as expeditiously as possible. Both parties also agree that in the event the measures adopted do not have the expected results, they will take further action. That's the statement from the State Department last night. So that's where we are. How did we get here? Just want to run you through some real quick audio from the week because it sort of, if you haven't been that close to it this week in terms of the back and forth, here's some of the audio. And this is what the president was telling Laura Ingraham as he was interviewed at Normandy Thursday.
They send in drugs, illegal drugs, $500 billion. 100,000 people are killed, dead, every year from what comes through our southern border. They shouldn't be allowing people to come through their country from Central, from Honduras and Guatemala, El Salvador, and walk right through our country. I want people to come in legally. We want the people that we want, and I want a merit-based system. I said, we're going to put tariffs on because we want you to help us with, because they won't pass any legislation in Congress. Tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word if you know how to use them properly. Republicans should love what I'm doing because I view tariffs in two phases. Number one, it's great to negotiate with because people don't want to be tariffed for coming into the United States. They don't want that. And number two, frankly, if they go on, you make a fortune because all the companies are going to move back into the country.
So that was the president's attitude on Thursday. And everybody's getting a little nervous because the negotiators have been at it 3 days, and there was some concern that those tariffs might kick in come Monday. And here's how it sounded on Friday. This is Kevin Hassett, the chair counsel of the Economic Advisors.
There's been a lot of progress in the talks, and my understanding is that the minute the president lands, he's going to be presented with, you know, the material progress, and then he's going to put everything on the table and make a decision about next steps.
And that's Kevin Hassett, the chair counsel of the Economic Advisors. And also, this is the Mexican foreign minister, and this is Marcelo Ebrard, his comments after the deal was done.
I think it's a fair balance because they have more drastic measures and proposals at the start, and we reach some middle point. For instance, they accept to support the program that Mexico proposed in Central America. On the other hand, we accepted to have a more extended version of 235 and to accelerate the deployment of the National Guard.
So I would think that this is pretty good news, and I would think that most Americans would be supportive of the fact that we have actually reached an agreement with Mexico. However,
Chuck and Beto aren't too fond of the idea. We'll get to their responses next. But first, we will check the traffic and weather here on WMAL. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Brookville, as you make your way on New Hampshire Avenue, northbound and southbound between Goldmine Road and Bright Dam Road, it remains shut down. This is because of a truck hit a utility pole, brought down some wires in the roadway. So again, New Hampshire Avenue is going to be shut down for some time between Goldmine Road and Bright. In Stafford on 95 in Virginia, northbound, the accident at Courthouse Road still takes away your left lane and your center lane, so you're going to see delays from Warrington Road. And Interloop, right around Route 7, still has that accident, taking away your two left lanes and the right lane of your express lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The WMAL five-day forecast looks like cloudy skies today. High of 82, will be down to 66 tonight. Showers possible tomorrow with a high of 73. Thunderstorms Monday will reach 82. Morning showers Tuesday, high 78. Some clouds on Wednesday will reach 74. Outside in Washington right now, it is a very pleasant Saturday morning. 67 degrees, headed to 82 this afternoon. 6:16 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, so glad you've joined us, and we're talking about the agreement that has been reached between the United States and Mexico to avert the tariffs that the Democrats were all worked up about in the media. And I want to go into a little more detail because some of the response here is just classic Democrat. First off, I want to play some audio. This is Chuck Schumer the other day. Now, you know what negotiating is, right? I mean, I think we all have a general idea of what negotiating is. You ask for more, assuming that you will meet somewhere in the middle. Isn't that how one negotiates? Perhaps Chuck Schumer should read The Art of the Deal, which was penned by Donald Trump. But here's where Schumer was going on the Senate floor.
President Trump has a habit of talking tough and then retreating, because his policies, often his tough talk, can't be implemented or doesn't make sense. President Trump has a habit of proposing asinine and dangerous policies before backing off.
That's called negotiating, Chuck. The only thing asinine, well, I won't go there. Do you not understand how the man operates by now, Chuck? Are you that naive? You know, Democrats always complaining about how Trump makes immature tweets, and I think they've done a really good job, Democrats have, of outdoing President Trump on the immaturity of their tweets. Here's Chuck Schumer's response now that the deal was reached with Mexico. This is a tweet from Chuck Schumer last night. "This is an historic night. At Real Donald Trump has announced that he has cut a deal to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States. Now that the problem is solved, I'm sure we won't be hearing any more about it in the future." Wow. That was a really intelligent statement. Give me a break. All right. How about Beto O'Rourke? There's another winner. Here's Beto's response on Twitter. "The damage of Trump's reckless trade policies and tariffs has already been done. What we see is yet another example of him trying to be both the arsonist who created the problem in the first place and the firefighter who wants credit for addressing it." Yeah, Trump's the one that created the problem with illegal immigration, right? Yeah. I mean, everything was fine, secure border. We had nobody coming across the border until the election in 2016 when Trump came in, and it's all his fault, right? Beto, are you kidding me? All right, so there you have it. And if you are just joining us and missed the opening moments of the program, just to reiterate that the president announcing last night that tariffs on Mexican goods are indefinitely suspended, negotiators from the U.S. and Mexico were able to reach a deal on immigration enforcement. So that is the news of the morning. 6:20 now on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Add a little good to your next family meal or special event with Land O'Lakes spreadable butter. Made with simple, wholesome ingredients, it is the perfect choice for topping, spreading, and cooking. Visit LandO'Lakes.com for inspiration and recipes.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange Incorporated.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I've got a news flash for you. People look at your jawline, it simply tells your age. Robin from Lubbock, Texas writes in and says, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away. With Chamonix MDL technology, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin on the neck area for tight, healthy, younger looking skin. You'll see your mirror smile back at you or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now and the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline because no one needs to know your age. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Get your two free gifts and free shipping now. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Summer is approaching. Now it's time to kick things off right and heat up your summer dating strategy the right way with the Match app. Match has created millions of love stories. Number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and when it comes to making babies, well, over a million are on the planet because of Match. The Match app actually gives you the chance to carefully review profiles versus quickly flipping through them. And you can view photos, read more about the people you see, build that early connection with that person who could be your forever person. Try for yourself. Download the Match app for free today.
It is so great to be able to hear you.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Thank you for taking my call.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it was a pretty big week for President Trump overseas, and we're going to be talking with KT McFarland about that trip and get her read on how the president fared with our allies in Europe. And also we'll get a read from Tony Schaefer as well. And, of course, D-Day, the reason for the president's trip. We're going to get some impressions from Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, obviously serving in the military. And if you saw the ceremonies and listened to some of the history, just an amazing accomplishment and an amazing sacrifice by our soldiers in WW2. And really want to get a read from Tony as to how that impacts us today and how that memory from 75 years ago lives on in history and will live on forever. We'll talk with Tony Schaefer about that this morning. Russia's acting up a little bit this week, as you may have noticed from their naval and air antics. Find out what's going on. We talked to Tony a little later on this morning. Jennifer Harper's coming up. We're going to talk to her about some of the surprise praise that we heard from typical foes of the president in the media. Interesting Pew Research poll on fake news. Be surprised on that. And also some interesting poll numbers from Harvard University on impeaching the president. Very interesting numbers, actually. And we're going to talk with Jennifer coming up shortly. And we're not going to have too much time to get into the events of the week. Just a couple of notes, though. I want to go to a CBS reporter. This is Roxana Saberi. And you may have heard all of the hype from the media the day before the president arrived as to how hundreds of thousands of protesters were going to be in London. They said hundreds of thousands were being transported into London to protest against President Trump. Hundreds of thousands. We heard that number, right? Well, here's CBS's Roxana Saberi covering the protests.
Several thousand protesters were in the streets, far fewer than on the president's previous visit last summer, but still passionate.
Okay, play that one more time because I want you to hear how she described the size of the crowd. She says several thousand protesters. Several thousand is a lot fewer than several hundred thousand protesters.
Several thousand protesters were in the streets, far fewer than on the president's previous visit last summer, but still passionate.
But, yes, they were passionate. Make sure we know that those several thousand were passionate. Now, it's interesting, you probably have heard how positive a media response the president got for, you know, his handling of his speech at Normandy and his overall trip performance in terms of how he handled things with Normandy and that celebration and commemoration. Well, this is Jim Acosta talking about President, yes, CNN's Jim Acosta.
It certainly does, John. I think this was perhaps the most on-message moment of Donald Trump's presidency today, and I think rose to the moment. And as he was talking about those men gathered behind him, he described them as being among the greatest Americans who have ever lived. I mean, that could not be more of a fact check true if we could have found one.
And deliver what, again, I believe was the strongest speech of his presidency. He went on to say, to talk about the remarkable life that was created by this generation.
So that was Jim Acosta followed by Morning Joe. Actually, some positive comments about the president for a change. And there was one note, and we'll talk about this with John Gizzi a little later on in the program. Of course, we'll be talking with John about the president's trip. Also, I want to ask John about the flip-flop from Joe Biden. You may have heard he changed his stand on abortion this week and the Hyde Amendment. And we'll get the history on that from John Gizzi coming up a little after 7. And you may have heard that Jerry Nadler is bringing John Dean out of mothballs and bring him out at the age of 80 to testify. For what? I don't know. Somehow trying to connect Watergate to whatever you want to call what's going on with the Mueller report. Some people call it Trumpgate. Keep trying. Anyway, one quick note. The president, when he was in the UK, I thought was very gracious and, you know, he offers self-deprecating humor from time to time. The media generally never covers it because it humanizes him. And it also, it kind of puts him on the level where he's an average guy. He's on our level. I mean, the media tries to position him as a king or somebody with an ego that is as big as the moon. And even, I think, Joy Behar this week was talking about how Donald Trump wanted to be king when he was in the UK. She's just off the map. She's so far off the map. But anyway, stuff she says. This is just an example of Trump, a little bit of self-deprecating humor. This was in his press conference with Theresa May while he was in the UK, talking about Brexit.
That's not such a thing. I would have sued, but that's okay. I would have sued and settled, maybe, but you never know. She's probably a better negotiator than I am, Jeremy. But you know what? She has got it, in a sense, John. That deal is teed up. I think that deal is really teed up. I think they have to do something. And perhaps you won't be given the credit that you deserve if they do something.
Donald Trump talking about Brexit. And rather amusing when he said she's a better negotiator than he is. He can be human sometimes. Most folks don't want to give him that credit. 6:29 Saturday morning update, WMAL. As I mentioned, we'll be talking with Jennifer Harper and some very interesting poll numbers. Plus, Bernie Sanders on an ambulance tour. No, he's not in the ambulance. He's on an ambulance tour. We'll talk about that. What will they think of next? John Gizzi's coming up, as we mentioned. We've got KT McFarland. Cheryl Atkinson will join us later this morning. And things you don't know about Wikipedia that you need to know. Find out from Cheryl Atkinson coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So we have plenty to cover here on the Saturday Morning Update.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
First time caller.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I've never called you before.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's an engaging conversation.
WMAL.
6:31 on WMAL, and a quick check of the headlines. As we have mentioned this morning, President Trump announcing last night that the tariffs on Mexican goods are now indefinitely suspended. The negotiators from the United States and Mexico reaching an agreement on immigration enforcement last night. Joint declaration saying that Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement in order to curb irregular migration. That includes the deployment of its National Guard along with decisive action to dismantle human smuggling. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is in Japan for the G20, says he plans to speak one-on-one with China's central bank governor about trade. Mnuchin saying this morning he would hold routine talks on various issues and then meet privately with Yi Gang. He's the chairman of the People's Bank of China. Mnuchin saying the focus of that one-on-one discussion will be the trade dispute between Beijing and Washington. Also said he expects any major progress to wait until a meeting of President Trump and Xi Jinping in Osaka, scheduled for later this month. A judge in California has removed the lead prosecutor from the case of a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes in Iraq. The military judge taking the rare step after defense lawyers accused the prosecution of spying on their emails. Prosecutors tried to track defense emails in an effort to find the source of news leaks. The defense said that amounted to misconduct. It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for check traffic and weather. And Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Starting in Virginia on 95 northbound, accident right at Courthouse Road takes away your left lane and your center lane. You're going to be jammed up before Warrington Road to get past that accident scene. Then all lanes are open on the southbound side of 95. No problems as you make your way through Stafford, Woodbridge, and on down towards the Springfield Interchange. Through Tyson's on the inner loop, heavy delays before 66 because of a crash near Route 7 that has two left lanes blocked and the right lane of your express lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for cloudy skies with a high of 82. Showers tomorrow, high 73. Monday, thunderstorms with a high of 82. Tuesday morning showers, high 78. And Wednesday, clouds with a high of 74. Outside right now in D.C., 67. We're headed to 82. And it's 6:35 on the Saturday morning update.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Amazon is hiring full-time delivery drivers in Sterling. Enjoy competitive pay while delivering packages to homes and retail locations. Deliver thousands of smiles with Amazon. Apply at amazon.com/driverjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
It's Ashley Home Store's summer fun sale with the hottest savings. Buy any room of furniture at Ashley Home Store and get another room free. That's right, buy one, get one free today. Decorate your home with style at Ashley Home Store in Maryland and Virginia.
It's happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep.
But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us on a summer Saturday. I'm Rick Fowler, and Jennifer Harper joins us each week. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning. I like the idea of a summer Saturday, Rick.
The president had a very interesting week in Europe. It was so interesting that even Jim Acosta had something nice to say about him.
Yes, indeed. Just an amazing moment right in the middle of the week, and so many folks wrote about this, and I was one of them. And in case you haven't heard, the very hostile news media got just a little less hostile towards President Trump this week following his amazing speech that he gave to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy, France. And let's talk about Jim Acosta, because he has previously sparred with the president multiple times, and this is what he had to say in the aftermath of that speech. He said, "This is perhaps the most on-message moment of Donald Trump's presidency. We were all wondering if he would veer from his remarks, go off his script, but he stayed on script, stayed on message, and I think rose to the moment." Again, this is Jim Acosta speaking. He says, "No matter what I think about the current president of the United States, he did the right thing at Normandy. He did the right thing at Normandy," he said twice. Anyway, his colleague CNN's Dana Bash said that Mr. Trump's speech moved people, and he did so by understanding exactly what he was supposed to do. And most amazing of all, perhaps, over on MSNBC, morning host Joe Scarborough called Mr. Trump's speech the strongest speech of his presidency. His co-hostess, Mika Brzezinski, said that both the president's word and manner measured up to the moment and really were a true salute to the unity of this day. And, gee, let's not stop there. Washington Post columnist David Ignatius, again on the air, complimented the meaningful moments of the speech and even Mr. Trump's delivery. Veteran NBC newsman Tom Brokaw, he praised the content and the style of the speech, and he simply declared that Mr. Trump got it right. And people were so flabbergasted, Rick, that I think easily two dozen stories appeared in the immediate aftermath of other journalists marveling all about this phenomenon, because it's never happened before. And according to Fox News and analyst Brian Flood, he said, "Hell freezes over as Jim Acosta and Joe Scarborough praised Trump's D-Day speech."
I think people would be surprised, had they given Trump a chance, instead of 43% of the population having Trump derangement syndrome the day after the election, including 99% of the media people, had they just given the guy a chance, I think maybe we all would have been pleasantly surprised at how all that played out.
Oh, you're 100% right on that, Rick.
You know, it's kind of a phenomenon how the president has branded fake news. And how is that playing out in terms of its acceptance by the American public in the polls?
Well, here comes another flabbergasting moment. Again, we have one of our monster polls from our friends over at Pew Research Center. And this is a poll of close to 7,000 people. And, you know, we all know that President Trump has long had a problem with fake news, and he coined that very handy term. And according to Pew Research, they say many Americans say the creation and spread of made-up news and information is causing significant harm to the nation and needs to be stopped. This is coming from the Pew Research Center. That's a direct quote. They say more Americans view made-up news as a very big problem for the country then identify terrorism, illegal immigration, racism, and sexism that way. In other words, fake news is worse than those things. Additionally, 68% say that made-up news and information greatly impacts Americans' confidence in government institutions. But wait, there's more. 8 out of 10 respondents said that steps should be taken to restrict fake news. Only 20% said that they felt the fake news should be a protected communication. Also, another 54% believe that fake news erodes Americans' confidence in each other, and 51% say that it impedes political leaders' ability to get work done. And just a little bit more, many numbers this early in the morning, but 6 out of 10 fault the political community for creating this destructive phenomenon. 53% are pointing the fingers at activist groups. Interestingly enough, only 36% cite journalists themselves, while 35% say that those mysterious foreign actors are to blame. And there's also some damage going on here as well. So Mr. Trump has a big point about fake news being destructive. 63% of those who have encountered fake news have stopped getting news from a particular news organization. 52% have changed the way they use social media, and 43% have lessened their overall news intake. Again, this is a Pew Research Center poll of over 6,000 adults, and that was released on Wednesday.
That's a large number of people, and the sample size in the Pew Research Center is one of the most prestigious, so I would say that's probably pretty spot on.
Yeah, pay attention to that one.
Fun to watch the Democratic presidential candidates scrambling for attention. They all want to make sure that they get onto that Democratic debate stage. They're even going so far as to having their town hall meetings on the Fox News channel. And, you know, thinking about it this week, can you imagine being a Democratic presidential contender and you've got Trump on stage in Europe doing as well as he did?
Yeah, well, that's the mark of the showman, that the showman side of President Trump. We can't forget that he was a bona fide star on reality TV, and those talents have come into play here because, Rick, President Trump just keeps upstaging the Democrats. And, you know, here's the latest episode of that. I mean, we already know that those 24 Democratic presidential folks, they're going to have their first presidential debate on June 26th in Miami. But, you know, the Sunshine State is kind of a busy place because President Trump has already upstaged them, and in no uncertain terms. He has declared he will be announcing his formal bid for re-election to the White House in Florida a week ahead of those presidential debates. He'll be down there on June 20th, and it's going to be quite a show. According to his campaign, President Trump will announce his second-term presidential run with First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence on June 18th in Orlando, Florida, at the 20,000-seat Amway Center. Again, this is the campaign speaking here. And you know that all 20,000 of those people are going to be on their feet, and they're going to be a really big show, as they used to say, a kind of a doozy of a spectacle, and we'll have lots of goodwill and patriotism and all that Republican enthusiasm, which started being generated all the way back in 2015. And, you know, this is probably going to demoralize the Democratic Party because, you know, they're kind of trying to manage those 24 presidential hopefuls, plus all those inner disagreements over impeachment and all the other matters that go on. And the news coverage of this is going to be very intense, I'm sure. Mr. Trump is going to be very much in character, and some of that canny strategy will also be on display. So, you know, get the popcorn ready for that. And, you know, one other poll briefly, Rick, that plays in Mr. Trump's favor is, and this is a Harvard University poll, and they reveal that 68% of voters are done. They are done with the Democratic obsession with impeaching the president. This is coming from Harvard University's Center for American Politics, and they say that the new poll has several warning signs for Democrats agitating to begin impeachment proceedings against Trump. And, again, this is coming from Harvard University. It was done in conjunction with The Hill. You know, again, numbers speak very loudly here.
Repeat that finding one more time, because coming out of a Harvard University poll, that's astonishing.
Yeah, here's the big number on that. 68% of the voters said Democrats in Congress should accept Special Counsel Robert Mueller's finding that there was no criminal conspiracy, and lots more numbers beside that. They want the Democrats also say 65% say the Democrats should accept William Barr's conclusion that the president did not obstruct justice. Again, Harvard University.
if it was a Harvard University poll, it was probably not conducted solely in Panama City, Florida. So it does have some credibility. Obviously, we see all the presidential candidates touring the country, but Bernie Sanders went on a slightly different tour.
Yes, Bernie Sanders is now conducting an ambulance tour around the country. How about that? I'm not quite sure whether he's riding with the ambulance the whole time, but it's certainly part of his campaign at the moment. And this is called the Medicare for All ambulance tour. And here's what the campaign has to say. Are you for Medicare for All, or are you on the side of Big Pharma and the insurance industry? Persuade the House majority to support single-payer legislation. And, you know, they've sort of targeted House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, certainly not someone to trifle with. Anyway, they say the truth is that Medicare for All is a progressive litmus test, and our tour is calling out House Democrats. Either you're on the side of the sick and the suffering, or you're with corporate healthcare CEOs, and that's coming from the executive director of Our Revolution. That is the official name of Mr. Sanders' 2020 campaign. And they started their campaign, actually, in Maryland, in Mr. Hoyer's district, right there in College Park. They're going to be taking their traveling ambulance to New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Wisconsin. And just to make a big splash, they'll be winding up the tour at the Democratic debate in Miami. So that's a little showbiz going on there for Bernie Sanders.
Something new every day. Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, and it's 6:48 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Quick check of the traffic and weather, and coming up, we're going to talk to Bob Costantini about the very latest on the agreement between Mexico and the United States. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Expect delays in Virginia on the inner loop of the Beltway right near Leesburg Pike. That crash still takes away your two left lanes and then the right lane of your express lanes on the inner loop. The outer loop, all your lanes have been open. Beginning to see delays from before 66 to get past that accident scene through Tyson's Corner. 95 in Stafford, northbound, right at Courthouse Road. That accident takes away your left lane and now your left shoulder. You want to stay over to the right, but you are seeing some heavy delays from Warrington Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we're looking for partly cloudy skies, a high of 82, showers tomorrow, high 73, thunderstorms Monday, high of 82, and for Tuesday, we have morning showers, high 78, cloudy skies on Wednesday with a high of 74. Tomorrow showers, about a 50-50% chance of rain for Sunday in the Washington area, 67 right now, we're headed to 82, and it is 6:49 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And this morning we are talking about the agreement that has been reached with Mexico, which will avert the implementation of tariffs and will tighten the immigration situation on the border. And we are joined by our own Bob Costantini, who's been following this story very closely. Bob, good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Good to have you with us. Well, the basics, the president announcing the agreement last night. And what are the highlights, would you say, of the agreement?
Well, the big highlight that seemed to win over the president, at least, was Mexico agreeing to send as much as 6,000 of its National Guard forces down to the border with Guatemala, its southern border, through which most of the migrants who've been coming through Mexico to try to get to the United States border have been coming. So this was part of what the president wants, at least, and we don't know you know, when this will start or how Mexico is going to totally, you know, or can they, frankly, totally prevent migrants from these three Central American countries, especially, from getting into Mexico and making their way to the U.S. border. But this, that seemed to be satisfactory enough to the president that he decided to call off these 5% tariffs that he was threatening to put in place on Monday for all goods imported from Mexico. And of course, obviously, there was a great concern about how this was playing in the United States, how the Republicans in the Senate especially were kind of against this idea. The president saying tariffs are a great thing, and in his interviews and what he was saying, at least while he was in Europe. But the Republicans in the Senate especially did not think this was a very good idea and were willing to go along with legislation that would have prevented it, even though it's something the president would have vetoed. But they wanted to send, they were willing at least, to send a message to the president that this kind of tariff, that could very well end up hurting the American economy was not such a good thing to them.
So now that the tariffs are off, and there is an increased effort by Mexico, we'll see the politics play out. Marco Rubio has already praised the agreement. Beto O'Rourke and Chuck Schumer have already tweeted out, obviously, their criticism of the agreement and their criticism of the president. Do the Republicans take this whole and spin it as a win?
Well, they probably take it home and don't talk about it very much. You had both Republican senators from Texas, where $115 billion worth of Mexican imports pass through each year, which is, I believe that's a correct number, something I saw yesterday. Anyway, when you're talking about the importing of so many fruits, vegetables from Mexico on a regular daily basis, and of course that's something that needs to be imported relatively quickly, the state of Texas in particular is a very important point for crossing the border there and bringing in what we get from Mexico. So you had Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, two people who've been loath to say anything bad about the president, frankly, saying that they didn't think this was a good idea, and almost, not necessarily in Cornyn's case because he's part of the Republican leadership, but Cruz being willing to vote against the president when it came to possible legislation on this. As far as Chuck Schumer is concerned, Chuck Schumer felt the president was bluffing on this one, that this was a negotiating tactic and that the president probably wouldn't go through with this. That's a common theme among some of the politicians in Washington who believed that the president probably in the end wouldn't do this because he understood that it wasn't, it could damage the economy somewhat. And then we got yesterday's jobs report, which was relatively weak, to 75,000 new net jobs created in the month of May. And so, you'd have to, those who believe that the president wasn't going to go through this anyway are probably, patting themselves on the back a little bit today, Rick.
But, he did apparently get some cooperation from Mexico.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. The Mexican Obrador government certainly did think the president could do this, and he certainly could have, frankly, if he wanted to, initially at least. But the Mexican government was concerned that this would eventually hurt their economy. But again, I can't stress enough how American industry, the Chamber of Commerce, the auto industry in particular, so many industries that do depend on parts from Mexico or things from Mexico, where a 5% tariff would have been significant, mm-hmm. Including the auto industry, they were concerned about what this would mean to their bottom lines as well as to the prices that they have to charge people. Obviously, if you sell avocados, maybe a 5% tariff, you can maybe swallow it a little bit. But when you're talking about the significant price of an automobile and the parts from Mexico that go into that, even if it's built here in the United States, assembled in the United States, then you're looking at a significant increase in the cost of an automobile, heating, ventilation, air conditioning equipment that we get. I bought a large screen TV not too long ago. It's a Sony, but it was assembled in Mexico, mm-hmm. from a lot of parts of, probably from China and other parts of Asia. It would have perhaps put a 5% tariff on a television like that. It would have been significant.
We got about a minute left, and I just wanted to ask you, the president of Mexico is Andre Obrador, mm-hmm. and he's only in his seventh month in office, taking office in December. How does this sort of set up a relationship between the United States and the new Mexican president?
Well, Obrador came in perhaps vowing to have a better relationship with the United States, as I recall, with this. And President Trump has entertained him, I believe, here in Washington, and has tried to get along well with him. But clearly the frustration about the growing numbers of migrants coming to the border with the United States in Mexico there was very frustrating to him, to the president. And we've seen a lot more families come through. We've seen, you know, a steady wave. The president, of course, calls it an invasion, but we've seen a steadier growing wave of migrants coming to the border. There seems to be no question about that. Everyone seems to acknowledge that now. So the president was frustrated about that. But a lot of people, the critics of the tariffs idea were saying, well, what do tariffs necessarily have to do with immigration policy? But tariffs is clearly one of the president's favorite weapons in terms of international diplomacy.
Bob Costantini, thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate
it. Take care. Thank you.
All righty, 6:57 on the Saturday Morning Update.
This is one of those teachable moments where we can all learn something.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Boom!
Details at WMAL.com.
How do you think the stock market will finish this year? Well, over the past 10 years, we've seen immense growth and volatility. A good question to ask, is your investment plan ready for any market changes? Vince here on behalf of Graham Capital Wealth Management. Now is the time to get fiduciary advice you can count on. Need help? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com. Graham Capital Wealth Management is a registered investment advisory located on K Street, downtown, just blocks from the Capitol.
When someone gives you a gift, it's customary to accept it. A gift of winding trails, wrapped in blue skies and fresh air. A gift of rivers, lakes, and streams, overflowing with possibility, designed to be shared with everyone, of aerial zipline adventure amidst a sky-high canopy of scenic forest, or the gift of a self-guided tour on two wheels or four, pure adrenaline with a twist of a throttle. It's the gift of West Virginia, the gift of adventure, and I always accept it. Because it's exactly what I need.
When it comes to adventure, West Virginia has so much to offer. Find your version of outdoor heaven at wvtourism.com.
The city is alive. There are people everywhere going to work, new tourists. You got people going to the game. That's all great. But that means a war for parking. Skip the battle with Spot Hero. Spot Hero saves you the time and the hassle of finding that parking spot. Simply download the app, type in your destination, and pick your spot. Spot Hero has you covered. Plus, you'll get a great deal. Take $10 off your first park on the app with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Love your car loan. With the PenFed car buying service powered by TrueCar, you can view local inventory and compare dealer pricing to get the right car at a better price. Finance with PenFed Credit Union and enjoy rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles or as low as 2.49% APR on used vehicles. Everyone is welcome to apply. Visit PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
7 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with John Gizzi, Cheryl Atkinson, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and Katie McFarland.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.